Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Derek Adams, swagger man with no plan, mayor of the illegal aliens, ran on the concept against yours truly, me, Curtis Sliwa, that he had friends in Albany, friends in high places, friends that he had served with in the state Senate for 8 years, where Cousin Stewart is the majority leader of the veto-proof New York State Senate. Carl Hastie, Speaker of the Assembly, who Eric Adams has known for years and years, leader of the veto-proof majority in the State Assembly. And Kathy Crimewave Holcomb, who's been a friend of his. And yet, every time he goes up to Albany with a tin cup in his hand, he gets ugats. He gets nothing. And now, they're taking away from him something that Michael Bloomberg, as mayor for 12 years, bribed legislators in Albany to get. And that is city control of the public school system. It used to be the old Board of Education. When Rudy Giuliani was mayor, he said, hey, we need to take a wrecking ball to 110 Livingston Street, downtown Brooklyn. That used to be the old headquarters of the Board of Education. That was completely dysfunctional. That had a chancellor, but also had individuals who were appointed by the borough presidents. And there was chaos in the bureaucracy. So instead, Bloomberg was able to bribe the state legislature to create the DOE. Dumbest organization ever, now known as Department of Education. With a bloated $36 billion budget. That's one-third of a $109 billion New York City budget with Chancellor Banks at the head. You would have thought that with friends in Albany, they would have kept the status quo. But no, it doesn't make sense to be friends with anybody in Albany because they have just stripped Eric Adams of mayoral control by killing it in the state budget. So what is Eric Adams going to do? What? Sing the song, Why Can't We Be Friends? Why Can't We Be Friends by the group War? Maybe it's time that Eric Adams take the gloves off and go to war against his so-called fair-weather friends in Albany, because it's time he starts naming and shaming them.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Many things in New York State are arcane. The election laws, for example, where you have to go out and get signatures to qualify to be on the ballot and then depend on the Board of Elections to certify you, when oftentimes the Democrats and Republicans collectively challenge your signatures. That's different than anywhere else in the country. Now, unbeknownst to folks, adultery is a crime that could get you 90 days in jail in New York State. Now, you think we're talking about Alabama or MIS, SIS, SIPPI? No. You think we're talking about Iran or Saudi Arabia, where the Sunnis and the Shias would stone the woman for being caught in an adulterous affair and might give a pass to the guy? No. We're talking New York State, which is on the cusp of ratifying bigamy and polyamorous affairs that one could have while legally married. Well, this is an old, old, old law that goes way, way back, at a time in which if you wanted to divorce in marriage, you had to have four reasons. You had to have a reason that said, oh, you were a victim of domestic abuse. Two, that one of the persons in the marriage was withholding sexual favors. Three, one of the persons in the marriage was withholding the finances to keep the family afloat. And number four, mental cruelty. You had to be able to hit the definition of one of those four, or you would remain married until your death. Then all of a sudden, we had no-fault marriage, in which all you have to do is an agreement that things aren't getting along, and we go in our own directions. She, Kobe, you discovered Myers, and that's it. You divide up the marital assets, and you go your separate way. Whoever thought that there would still be a law on the books in which you could actually spend 90 days in the Hooskow in jail if you got caught in an adulterous affair? Polyamorous affairs are suddenly the rage, but don't get caught in New York State having a good old-fashioned affair. You could do 90 days in the joint.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC. The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Holy, jump up and sit down. Glory, Holiosky, hallelujah, AOC, all out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, leader of the Socialists of America, is going to face a Democratic primary process in order to maintain her congressional district, which is spread out over the Bronx and Queens. Now, who is it that would dare to challenge the queen of the socialists, soon to replace Bernie the Altacaca Sanders when he drops dead of America-hating and Israel-hating? A relatively unknown Wall Street investor, oh, she's going to love this, launched a primary challenge. He, in fact, has said that these radical positions of AOC and the squad got to go. The guy who's going to be the human pinata in this race, Marty Dolan. He's a 66-year-old former Wall Street banker and Westchester County native. Hey, by the way, maybe he grew up in the same town, Tarrytown Heights, as Sandria Ocasio. Yeah, yeah. Remember? She pretended that she was from the Bronx, and we found out that she went to Tarrytown High School and grew up in a very exclusive area. He is going to be her challenger, and he has claimed that she hasn't even delivered breadcrumbs to the district, never mind the pork that is synonymous with being in Congress. Quote, "We are all for the progress implied by the word progressive," Dolan said in his campaign announcement. However, within the progressive movement, there are radicals whose influence on the Democratic Party is overwhelming. The impact in New York City is obvious. Bail reform a disaster. The National Guard in the subways. Toothpaste locked up in a drugstore. But criminals running free. Scarce resources directed to non-sanctuary immigrants coming home from all over the world. We'll make it what they think is their home away from home, the big NYC. Well, the over-under point spread is that Marty Dolan, Democratic challenger to AOC, all-out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, leader of the Socialists of America, is dead on arrival. But, oh, I want to see him take it to AOC.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
It's like a war zone in the subway, and all you got to do is look at the statistics. As a result of an incredible increase in crime in January, 45%, Eric Adams, Swagger Man with No Plan, leader of the illegal aliens, has decided to send 1,000 police officers into the subway system to patrol in 12-hour shifts, unlimited overtime. He claims that as a transit cop for 12 years, he knows because he wants to just divert police resources into the subway to stem the increase. Meantime, what he doesn't tell you is that when he was in the transit police, he was a computer programmer in the records division, taking all the paperwork and putting it on a floppy disk. He was not an active cop. In fact, he was a house mouse. But that's the contribution of the NYPD. In addition, Kathy Crime Wave Holcomb, who definitely knows nothing about the subways, decided she would be rough and tough. She sent in 1,000 National Guardsmen to check your bags. Some of them had assault rifles at the changeover locations in Grand Central, Times Square, and the other main junction stations. But as soon as she got rough and tough, she immediately did a pivot and shift. She said, well, if you don't want your bag or your backpack checked, just object, and they'll just tell you to leave the station. Now, what happens if the person has a 9mm in that backpack? What happens if they have a suicide belt and you're not going to make sure they get checked? I understand it's random checks, so every fifth person, if they have a bag or a backpack, would be checked. But now they have an option out. Then the imposition of seeing National Guardsmen with long rifles, with assault weapons. Oh, that offended so many. The Kathy Crime Wave Holcomb has said, leave your long guns at home. Just come in and search bags. How outrageous this is. Look at the stats. Ever since they've imposed this crackdown, a 19-year-old man was waiting for an F train on Parsons Boulevard and Hillside Avenue, 8 a.m. An argument with a guy. Guy hits him in the head and face with a cell phone. That person flees on that F train. He hasn't been caught. Another location. A man throws flaming containers at subway riders at a Chelsea station. He hasn't been caught. And another day, another slashing on the number 2 train, Bergen Street in Flatbush. 3:30 in the afternoon, a woman is knifed from behind. The 27-year-old woman has survived, and the suspect has fled. With all the personnel, crime continues unabated in the subways in Gotham.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.